Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Have you ever wished that you had that quick tool, that quick hack or tip that would help you be more productive and feel less overwhelmed by all the to-dos you have, big and small? Thinking there may not be one of these things available to you? Well, what if I told you that there was? So recently, we have talked a little bit about delegation on Tip Thursday. It is an amazing leadership tool. But there's another one I want to share today, and it's called the 2-minute rule. Now, this is not my rule. It was created by David Allen. He is the author of Getting Things Done. I am not here to sell a book. I just found that this little tool was great, and I thought I wanted to share it with you today, but also give thanks to the person who created it. This tip can come in very handy when you are feeling the stress of the day-to-day or feeling overwhelmed because that to-do list doesn't stop growing. So here is the rule. If it takes less than 2 minutes to complete, do it immediately. That's it. That's all it is. You don't even have to block time on your calendar because you're already looking at things. It's just that quick, make a decision, action. Ask yourself, can I do this in under 2 minutes? The answer is yes, just do it then. Don't wait. Don't schedule. Just get it done. So why is this really helpful for a lot of leaders? Well, it really, really does reduce the decision-making process. Like, it feels overwhelming at times to make decisions. We don't have to worry about that with these small things. So there's no more wondering if I should add this to my to-do list or how am I going to fit it in. You either just get it done or, my favorite other tool, delegate it somewhere. You also want to, when you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, clear the clutter, both physically in your space around you, but also mentally. So let's say you get that email and you're checking your emails and there's a bunch of them there, but there's one that you can do on a quick email reply. Do it. Take that second, that 20 seconds, whatever it is, to just reply to that email or follow up on whatever it is that you have. Make that quick phone call that you know is going to take less than 2 minutes and get it done. And it's gone. It's off the to-do list. You didn't even put it on. Another thing that this can do is help build momentum. So I'm a person who loves having checklists of things I need to get done because I love checking them off and crossing them off when they're done. For me, it's very motivating. For a lot of people, it can help with that momentum as well. So starting small with doing these little things, just getting them done, can really help build that momentum for us as well. So check things off if that's what you like to do. Also, when your team then starts to see you taking these small, very intentional actions, they're going to start doing things as well in the same way, which really does set that tone for the values and the culture that you have created. We don't want our team to be stressed out, so let's share these things with them. So I know day-to-day can be difficult to think about, how am I going to use this rule? So here's just a couple examples for you. Let's say I send you a meeting invite on email, and you know that either you can accept it because you can go, or you can't and you need to propose another time, or you need to just say, I don't need to be there. Do that. If you open that email, don't put it to a saved email space or come back to it later. Just, are you accepting? Are you proposing a new time, or are you declining? Another one that comes up a lot is that maybe that you go by a shared workspace, whether that be a boardroom, a storage room, the lunch room, whatever that looks like for you, pick up one thing and put it away, especially if it's a messy area. Just do one thing, pick up one item and put it away. It's all you need to do while you're in that space. And then the next time you come by that space, do the same thing again. Teach that to your team too, because it's a really quick and easy way. Instead of saying, everybody, we need to clean this room. Everybody, when you go into this room, you pick up one thing and you put it away. Another really easy thing that you can do that will build your team and them really feel valued and heard is that you take that 30 seconds to a minute to say thank you to them. Thank you for all the hard work you did with Project ABC. That literally took me less than 30 seconds. Doing this will help your employees feel motivated and valued and start to follow your lead. Don't wait for a team meeting or, creating a block on your calendar for a full hour to get stuff done when you might just push that off. Do these little things less than 2 minutes, one at a time, and you will be surprised just how much you can get into your day and finding those minutes back. So your challenge this week is really to try the 2 minute rule for just one day. And I really want you to pay attention to what are those tiny tasks? How helpful was it to just reply to that email or hit accept on a meeting? How fast was I making decisions when I had less than 2 minutes? Remember, if it takes less than 2 minutes, do it right away. This will really feel free up some of that mental stress, that space that you have going on, and also allow you to have more time to work on that high value stuff that you always have to do. Remember, when you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed by all the to-dos, taking these small intentional actions can free up a lot of your time. They can help you feel relaxed, not so bogged down by all these small tasks that need done, and you can lead by example so your team starts to do the same thing. Leading isn't always about the big vision and long-term goals. Important, but it's not always about that. But it also means that we do respond in the moment when we can with intention and efficiency. Remember the 2 minute rule. If it takes less than 2 minutes, do it then. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to build strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.